Any questions so far?
Quelques questions?
God bless you, sir. Let's hear you.
Dieu vous bénit, nous entendons.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Sorry, sir. My question is this. You say the earth is not yet the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Which I believe probably we are looking at the millennium.
Yes, sir.
My question is, how can we see the thought of God in Christ, especially when the world was being created? Was Christ in there? Because when you are saying about Revelation, I see more of God, especially in the Old Testament, and I'm not seeing Jesus. So I want you to look at 1 Corinthians 8:6.
Okay.
I'm trying to explain some things there, sir.
1 Corinthians 8:6.
Premier Corinthiens.
It says, but to us 8, there is 6. But one God the Father.
Néanmoins, par nous, il y a qu'un seul Dieu, le
of,
Père.
Of whom are all things.
De qui vient
yes,
toutes choses.
Yes.
And we in him.
Et pour toutes choses qui sont.
And
qui
one
nous sommes.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Et un seul Seigneur Jésus Christ.
By whom are all things.
Par qui sont toutes choses.
And we by him.
Et par qui nous sommes.
Two things.
Deux choses.
We are looking at creation.
Nous regardons la création.
And we are looking at redemption.
Et nous regardons la rédemption.
Whenever Christ Jesus comes in, he speaks of redemption.
Quand Christ vient, on parle du rachetement.
We are by him.
Nous sommes par lui.
Because it is through him we are redeemed.
Parce que c'est par lui que nous sommes
but
rachetés.
We are of him, God.
Mais nous sommes de Dieu.
Because he is the creator.
Parce qu'il est le créateur.
Do you understand that?
Est-ce que vous comprenez cela?
I just come again, sir.
I should come again.
Yes, sir.
De venir encore.
Praise the Lord.
Louer l'Éternel.
From that verse, we can pick out two things.
Nous pouvons prendre deux choses dans ce verset.
Creation.
La création.
And redemption.
Et la rédemption, le rachat.
When he says of him are all things, he's speaking of God, the
Quand
creator.
Quand il dit tout et toute chose, il parle de Dieu, le créateur.
When he says by him are all things.
Quand on dit par tout et toute chose, par lui.
He's speaking of Christ, the redeemer.
On parle de Christ, le racheteur.
Christ is the head of redemption because it is through him that God redeemed us.
Christ est la tête de la rédemption parce que c'est parmi lui que Dieu nous a rachetés.
God is the head of creation because he created all things.
Dieu est la tête de la création parce qu'il a créé toutes choses.
Okay, sir. But looking at, can we just look at 1 Corinthians 15:26-27, sir?
Yes.
1 Corinthians 15:26-27.
In fact, 28 is the emphasis.
Le 28.
When he says 28, let's do 28. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, that's Christ, right?
Lorsque toute chose lui aura été soumise,
then shall the Son also himself
alors
be
le,
subject unto him that put all things under him.
Alors le Fils lui-même sera soumis à celui qui lui soumit toute chose, afin que Dieu.
That God may be all in all. So what's your question?
Afin que Dieu soit
my question roi, is there is this.
Tout en tout.
When was the power, that power given to Christ? When was it? Was it before the foundation of the world? Or was it when he came, died and left?
The plan, the thoughts,
le plan,
everything
la pensée,
was at the foundation of the world.
Était de la fondation du monde.
But the reality.
Mais la réalité,
is when he died.
C'est quand il est mort.
He says, worthy is the lamb that was slain to receive.
On dit digne est l'agneau qui était immolé pour recevoir.
In the mind of God, all his works were finished from the foundation of the world.
Et la pensée de Dieu, tout son travail était accompli.
The Bible says, Christ is the lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
La Bible dit que Christ est l'agneau immolé vers la fondation du monde.
How was he slain?
Comment il était immolé?
He was slain in the mind of God.
Il était immolé dans la pensée de Dieu.
But the reality is what we see 2000 years ago at the cross of Calvary.
Mais la réalité c'est que nous avons vu 2000 ans à la cruche de Calvaire.
Okay, sir. So if Christ is slain in the mind of God, it simply means that Christ was existing in God before the foundation.
Of course, he was existing in the mind of God.
Bien sûr, il était so, existé dans la pensée de Dieu.
Look at something.
Regardez quelque
Maybe
chose.
Maybe this will answer you. Hebrews chapter 2.
Hébreux chapitre 2.
In fact, from verse 5.
Verset 5.
For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come.
En effet, ce n'est pas à des anges qu'il a soumis le monde à venir et tout reparlons.
Whereof we speak.
Dont nous parlons.
But one in a certain place testified saying.
Où quelqu'un a rendu quelque part un témoignage.
What is man that thou art mindful of him?
Qu'est-ce que l'homme pour que tu sois de lui,
or the son of man that thou visitest him,
ou le fils de l'homme pour que tu le prennes soin de lui,
thou hast made him a little lower than the angels,
tu l'as abaissé pour peu d'étant au-dessus des anges,
glory and honor,
tu as couronné de la gloire et de l'honneur,
and did set him over the works of thy hands,
et vous avez mis sur les travaux de votre main.
Next verse. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet.
Tu as mis toutes choses sous ses pieds.
For in that he put all in subjection under him,
en effet, en lui soumettant toutes choses,
he left nothing that is not put under him.
Dieu n'a rien laissé qui ne fut soumis.
For now,
cependant,
we see not yet all things put under him.
Nous ne voyons pas encore maintenant toutes choses qui est en
lui. But what do we see?
Qu'est-ce que nous voyons?
We see Jesus.
Mais celui qui
a
été abaissé.
Who was made a little lower than the angels.
Celui qui a été abaissé pour un
peu
des anges.
For the suffering of death.
La souffrance de la mort.
Crowned with glory and honor.
Couronné de gloire et d'honneur.
That he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man.
À cause de la mort qu'il souffrait, afin que par qui la grâce de Dieu il souffrit la mort de tous.
Praise the Lord.
Louis Dieu.
So before all things we put under him in reality,
avant
he needed to die.
Avant que toutes choses lui soient mises, il doit mourir premièrement.
Do you understand that now?
Si vous comprenez cela?
Yes, sir. Before all things could be put under his feet, he needed to
reality, die. He needed to die.
La réalité, il devait mourir.
He was only in the mind of God.
Il était juste dans la pensée de Dieu.
He was only acting out a script that God had written.
Il était en train de jouer un scénario que Dieu a écrit.
Part of the script is him coming to die.
Parmi le scénario, c'est qu'il vient mourir.
Hebrews 12, 2.
Hébreux 12, verset.
Verse 2.
Verset 2.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Ayant le regard sur Jésus, le chef et le consommateur de notre foi.
That was set before him.
En vue de la joie qui était réservée.
Endured the cross.
A souffert la croix.
Despising the shame.
Méprisé l'ignominie.
After which what is now set at the right hand of the throne of God.
Et s'est assis à la droite du trône de Dieu.
Philippians 2 says.
Philippe 2 dit.
He says he thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Il dit qu'il a pensé que ce n'est pas une fausse chose d'être
but
égal à Dieu.
He said he suffered death, even the death of the cross.
Mais il a souffert la mort, même la mort de la croix.
Wherefore God also has highly exalted him.
On dit apparemment Dieu lui-même l'a exhorté d'une manière grande.
Before Jesus entered his glory, he suffered.
Avant que Dieu entre dans sa gloire, il a souffert.
I think we've dwelt long enough on that question. Let's hear Brian Nelson.
Praise Master Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What I want to ask is this. Now, you said the thing came into reality after his death.
Yes, that was when he entered into his glory.
C'est quand il est rentré dans sa gloire.
Now, if we look at from the Old Testament, when a king's man redeemer wants to redeem whoever that is related to him, it has been done immediately. And once the price has been paid, he gets back whoever that it is redeemed. And if we look at the case, even also in Esther, the same thing also happened. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ has collected the book. The title they have been given back to him. And then he has paid the price. He has died. Now, we whom he has redeemed, why is it that it still takes time? For instance, if a man becomes born again, the Bible says, if once a man has become born again, that he becomes a new creature. He says, all things are passed away, behold, all things becomes new. Now, why does he, as a child of God now, who has received the Holy Ghost, or who is filled with the Holy Ghost and has become a Christian, still passes through certain things, or still suffering from the things previously, over time? Now, it doesn't happen instantly. Why does it happen?
That's exactly what we are also seeing in the seals.
C'est exactement ce que nous voyons des
sceaux. He has collected the book.
On dit qu'il a pris le livre.
He has redeemed.
Il
but
a
he has not yet taken full possession of the earth.
Et il n'y a pas encore la possession complète sur la terre. Il n'est pas encore venu posséder la terre.
You understand?
Vous comprenez?
This world is not yet the kingdom of God, so you will still suffer.
Cette terre n'est pas le royaume de Dieu, mais vous allez souffrir encore.
But when he's done opening the seals and he comes to take full possession
mais
of the world,
quand il a fini de sceller les sceaux, il prend possession de la terre.
Then brother Nelson will not suffer again.
Et tu ne vas plus souffrir et faire God's sin.
Do you understand that, sir?
Vous comprenez cela, monsieur?
My question is because of the antecedent in terms of the Old Testament.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's always happening. It's
the Old Testament is a type.
It's a type. So that is why
l'Ancien Testament est un type.
It's always happening instantly. Once the price is paid, everything is supposed to be restored and take full possession of it.
Yes, so, the price is paid. He's opening the seals. and activities. Don't forget, he went to redeem us in heaven.
N'oubliez pas qu'il est parti nous racheter au ciel.
Has that answered you?
Est-ce que ça vous a répondu?
It has answered you.
I understand what you're saying. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. In heaven, one day with the Lord is how many years?
Un jour avec Dieu, c'est combien d'années?
You can't compare God's timing with man's
time. Vous ne comprenez pas le temps de Dieu avec le temps de l'homme.
Okay, we have a question on screen.
Question.
Good morning, brethren. Please, Bro Lumbe, can you throw more light on the horse rider that is on now?
Est-ce que vous pouvez m'éclaircir avec le cavalier que vous avez dit maintenant?
Is it the black or the pale horse rider?
Est-ce que c'est le noir ou le cavalier pâle?
It is the black horse rider that is on now, and we will get there.
C'est le cavalier noir qui est maintenant, et nous allons arriver là-bas bientôt.
How did we know that the beast is either lion or calf or any other ones?
Comment savez-vous que la bête est un lion ou un bœuf ou une autre chose?
Since the Bible did not specifically mention any name.
La Bible n'a pas spécifiquement mentionné un nom.
We are not just inferring.
Ils ont pas.
If you look at chapter 6.
Si vous regardez chapitre 6.
In the first verse, he only says, "I heard one of the beasts."
La première verse dit que j'ai juste entendu l'un des bêtes.
Look at verse 3 of chapter 6.
Verset 3 de chapitre 6.
He says, "I heard the second beast."
Et j'ai entendu le second être vivant.
So from verse 3, he started numbering them.
Et de verset 3, il a commencé à les nommer.
If you look at verse 5.
Verset 5.
He says, "The third beast."
Il dit la troisième être vivant.
And if you look at the next verse, verse 7.
Verset 7.
He speaks of the fourth beast.
Il parle de le quatrième bête.
So that is why we know that if the second one, he calls it the second beast.
C'est la deuxième qu'il appelle la deuxième
être vivant. The third one, he calls it the third beast.
La troisième, il appelle le troisième être vivant.
The fourth one, he calls it the fourth beast.
La quatrième, il appelle la quatrième être vivant.
Then we know that the first one is the first beast.
Et nous savons que le premier est le premier
and
être vivant.
And in chapter 4, verse 7.
Le chapitre
4. The beast were listed out.
Les bêtes étaient nombrées là-bas.
So that is how we know.
C'est comme ça nous savons.
That it is the first beast that was speaking.
Que c'est la première bête qui parlait.
Oh, another question.
Une autre question.
Why are the forces used by Satan against the church be called the gates of hell?
Pourquoi les forces utilisées contre l'église sont appelées les portes de l'enfer?
Because that is what they are.
Parce que c'est ce qu'ils sont.
They are to stop the progress of the church.
Ils sont pour arrêter le progrès de l'église.
The church is to continue the works of Christ.
L'église est de continuer le travail de Christ.
Which is the salvation of mankind.
Qui est le salut de l'humanité.
The works of the gate of hell.
Les travaux de la porte de l'enfer.
Is to make sure.
C'est pour assurer
that the purpose of the church is not achieved.
Que la raison de l'église ne s'atteigne pas.
Gate of hell, because through them.
Parce que parmi eux, entre
men,
eux,
men will go to hell.
Les gens vont partir en enfer.
So the Antichrist move.
Dans le mouvement de l'Antichrist,
against the work of God,
contre le travail de Dieu,
called the gate of hell.
Est rappelé les portes de l'enfer.
Don't forget that Satan's assignment is to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
N'oubliez pas que le devoir du diable est de voler, de tuer et de détruire. Alléluia.